Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
What is happening on the world scene today, we can definitely say that we are in the end times. The incredible earthquakes that are happening all over the planet are beyond our imaginations. Hundreds of thousands of people are being killed. In a matter of a few weeks, we had some major earthquakes in different parts of the world, where many people are killed, cities destroyed. The Bible teaches us in In Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19, the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall be removed like a cottage. And it is because the transgressions are heavy upon it. This is what causes the earth to reel to and fro like a drunkard. It's splitting at the seam because of the transgression of the people. The Bible teaches us that the land will vomit them out. We are seeing that process today right in front of our eyes. The Bible also teaches us that to recognize the end time is to see, look around and just see the knowledge that shall be increased. It doesn't say the wisdom, it says the knowledge. It tells us in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "And thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." It is unbelievable how technology is taking over. People today can communicate with people from different parts of the planet. They have eliminated the need to travel so that they can communicate one with another. They can communicate with each other right in their own living room. It doesn't matter where the other person is on the planet. And for that matter, even on the moon, we can communicate with people face to face, looking at them and talking to them. I got an interesting email that read like this: "Download the brains of 24 amazing people." This is something very interesting. I can download the knowledge of 24 people and study what they know as I need it. I don't have to go to school anymore. All I have to do is click on the information that I need, and it's there right in front of me. It almost eliminates the idea that a person has to go to school. We can have those machines. If we need to know something, we just punch it in and it's right before us, as long as we know how to operate and read the machine. That's the situation and the time we're in. Knowledge has definitely increased. But the big question is, with all this technology, how do we keep focused on what the Lord wants us to do? And we know that God wants us to focus on the eternity that is just ahead for all of us. Today I will teach on this subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the people so that they will understand the signs of the times. Lord, I know anybody who looks out upon the world scene today is convinced that we are definitely nearing your return. And Heavenly Father, the only security there will be is to be in you. So Lord, you will bless the listeners today. You will anoint this message and make it a blessing to many. I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, when we look at the different religions of the world, we can clearly see that there is a lot of confusion. Many, many seem to claim that there are more than one way into heaven. That many church denominations are already denying the deity of Christ. They don't believe that Christ is the only way into heaven, and they will preach that from across their pulpits. And even the Christians amongst themselves are at war with one another in how to operate once you become a Christian. It seems like that we are living in a death grip that Satan has on us. And I know that is a fact. It is. Satan has a death grip. And that grip can only be loosened through the power of the Holy Ghost, looking at the Word of God and seeing it as it is. There is an interesting scripture found in John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." That's an age-old discussion and argument. Who really belongs to God? Is there only one way into the kingdom of God? Well, we clearly see here that we have to be born of blood and of the will of God. We cannot be born into that kingdom by the will of flesh. And I have to explain it that way. If you are a second generation Christian, by this I mean, if you belong to a father or mother who are Christians already, their Christianity is not your entrance into the kingdom of God. You have to come to Jesus yourself. There is no inheritance through your earthly parents. Your inheritance comes through your spiritual parent, which is God. It says, "Which is born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So we have to make that very clear. We have to be born again by the Spirit of God. It tells us, "To them that believe on his name, to them give he the power to become the sons of God." There are many so-called Christians who were brought up in Christianity who believe in the things of God. They believe in what God is doing. They even believe in salvation. But did they have had their experience with God themselves? That is a question each and everyone has to ask himself. Because if you do not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you may be one of them that will stand at the judgment day of God and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not do this in your name? Did we not do that in your name?" But the Lord will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity." Many times I get questions in where people ask, "Who are those people that do these things in the name of Jesus?" And the Lord will say to them, "I don't know you. I never knew you." These are people who have been raised by Christian parents, who have taken for granted that they are believers, that they are washed in the blood of Christ, but they do not really know the Lord. Because the Bible teaches us, "I never knew you." They spoke the right language. They said the right thing. They did the right things while they were here on earth. But there was something missing. They took for granted that just because their parents knew the Lord, that they themselves were part of that kingdom. I want to make a statement here. God has no grandchildren. If you're one of these people out there who have been raised in a Christian home and you believe that you belong to God, but you are not assured in your heart that you belong to Him, then you need to do a review on your Christianity, because I want to assure you of one thing. One of these days at the judgment bar of God, there's going to be only two types of people: those that are saved and those that are not. I read of a story of when the Titanic sank. They had a placard put up in England, a big sign, and they wrote down the people's names, the ones that were lost and the ones that were saved. On the Titanic, they had three classes of people. They had first class, they had second class, and they had third class. And we can be assured that the first class, they were very rich. They had everything they needed. They lived in plush cabins. They may have eaten the finest food. And they were different from the second class, and they were far different from the third class. But when the reports came in, there were only two classes, those that were saved and those that were lost. And this is exactly how it will be when we appear at the judgment bar of God. There are only going to be two classes of people, the saved and the lost. Today, when we look at all the technology we see out there, and you know, when we study people or talk to people, they seem to be almost out of reach. You are something that is from yesteryear when you talk about God. They seem to think that they have the world in their hands. The technology that they possess can do amazing things. They don't need God anymore. They're even talking now of eliminating aging. Yes, that's what they're working on. People will stop aging. They're talking about creating life. The sarcastic looks on their faces when you tell them that God is soon going to judge this planet is very evident. But yes, God will come back to judge this planet. He created this planet, and he has given it an allotted time. Yes, there is a timetable for this planet, and time is fast running out. We are soon going to see what God can do. So the question is, what do we do with all this technology? If there's somebody out there who has been infested with this spirit of technology and knowledge and all these things, you may ask the question, what do I do? How do I find God? First of all, don't argue with your intelligence. And that's like arguing with the devil. You take the word of God by faith, and you start studying it regardless what your intelligence tells you. And then you take the word of God literally. It tells us that we need to be born again. It tells us, the word of God teaches us, that we have to repent from our sin, turn to the Lord for our salvation. And then when we turn to him for our salvation in true repentance, he then makes us children of the kingdom of God. For the Bible teaches us, once a person does that, then we become born again. The scripture that I read in the beginning of this message, it goes like this. To as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. The moment you believe in a God, the moment you believe in Jesus, then you can start seeking, and God will open your eyes and give you the knowledge that you need to turn to him for salvation. It tells us, once you believe, then you are given the power to choose whether you want to become a child of the kingdom of God or not. But you have to remember, the choice is yours. God is not going to make that choice for you. He has made it available for you. He gives you the power to make that choice. But once that choice is open before your eyes, then you have to make that decision. So come to the Lord today. Seek his face while he may be found. Tomorrow can be too late. The world and its technology and all its powers and all its wealth and everything it has will one day be destroyed. And that'll be the end of it. And those who have the Lord, they will live in a new earth where the kingdom of God will reside forever and ever. So turn to this Jesus today. Give him your life and heart, and you will rejoice with him throughout eternity. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
We move along with time in our work and in our play. Just a fleeting moment, and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer heat and winter cold. But God keeps another time, so I am told. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, there are shadows in the land. Can you see the clock from where you stand? I seem to know the season for the planting and the plow, but there's a greater harvest that's going on right now. Gathering wheat into the barn until the trumpet blows. Reaping will come to a close. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, shadows in the land. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, there are shadows in the land. See the clock from where you stand. Can you see the clock from where you stand?
Over the years, people have asked me how a person can really get to believe that he belongs to God, that he is pure and holy in the eyes of God. Well, first of all, a person has to recognize the fact that he cannot enter into the kingdom of God or become holy like God in his own flesh. You cannot do it regardless how you try. For the Bible teaches us that our righteousness are as filthy rags. And when you go to Job Chapter 15, verse 16, it tells us that man is an abominable thing and is filthy. He drinks iniquity like water. So how on earth can we in any way or form become as holy as God? And the Bible teaches us, be you holy as I am holy. Become righteous. Once a person understands and accepts the fact that he is an unholy, unrighteous thing, then the Lord can start restructuring you. You are the clay. He's the potter. Once you are broken completely, then the Lord God will mold you into a holy being. And how does he do that? He starts out with the precious blood of Jesus. First of all, the lump of clay has to become holy. And that is done only through the precious blood of Jesus. And then the Lord starts to shape and mold that holy lump of clay. It's not that we're going to get more holy because of the shape we're taking. Remember, the lump of clay has been made holy by the blood of Jesus. And the revelation of our holiness will truly come once we see the Lord face to face in the kingdom of God. But we don't have to wait until the Lord Jesus comes back and takes us unto himself to realize that holiness. We can be assured of it right now because we are already in the kingdom of God once we become born again. That holiness can be realized through studying scripture and believing what it says. For the Bible teaches us that we are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That means if we are his children, then we are like he is, holy and pure, because of what he did for us through the finished work of the cross. And once a person understands that, then the victory is ours. Satan cannot come against us. He cannot accuse us of anything. Once we understand who we are in Christ Jesus, when we study what happened when the Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan himself, it wasn't even a fair temptation. Or should I say, the devil was out of his league because the Lord Jesus Christ simply quoted him scripture that had become fact. And that is exactly what we should do in our case. If in any way or form Satan tries to come against us, all we need to do is understand scripture and quote him the facts. The Lord has made us holy as he is holy. He says, if the root is holy, then the branches are definitely also holy. So with this message, I am trying to bring you understanding that we are more than enough equipped for the work that God has commanded us to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, because we have become a replica of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the only problem is, with most of us, we do not recognize that fact as truth. So turn to scripture, seek it out for yourself. For we cannot cover anyone else but ourselves. We have to have the revelation in our own hearts. And then once we know it, nobody can take it from us. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.